Five new defendants have been charged in connection with the Minnesota Housing Services fraud scheme. During a news conference, First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson said that federal officials suspect a significant portion of roughly $18 billion paid out by Medicaid to Minnesota programs was fraudulent.
What we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's a staggering industrial-scale fraud. It's swamping Minnesota and calling into question everything we know about our state.
He said two defendants pocketed $750,000 instead of helping Medicaid recipients find stable housing. Prosecutors allege that they used the proceeds to travel to international destinations, including London and Dubai. One defendant submitted $1.4 million in fraud claims, using some to purchase cryptocurrency. Federal officials say he fled the country after receiving a subpoena. Audio courtesy of KSTP. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.